Hey everybody, and happy Friday. Welcome to the weekly mom moment. It has been a moment. I have just been, to be totally honest, overwhelmed with all of the things lately and have been letting a few areas of priorities slip down. And this hasn't been of my highest priority at the moment, although I want it to be. So there's that. I think that what I'm really looking to do is to take my weekly mom moments onto a live Instagram on Fridays, which then I will obviously record and put into my podcast here on Fridays after that as well for all of you that can't be on live on the Fridays. Because also, that's the way my Fridays are. Some Fridays I'm out with the girls doing some hikes first. Some days it's all about the kids. Some days it's all about work. Some days it's travel. So my weekly mom moments on Fridays on Instagram Live will not have a set time. I will hopefully be able to give some notice maybe on the Thursdays. But again, I'm trying to have no expectations, or that's not even the right word. I think I'm just not trying to put a stamp on this so that I show up as me, as real. And when I'm able to, for the exact reason as to why I am doing the weekly mom moments, the weekly mom moment is an idea and a concept that came across my mind, let's just say, a while ago. In a way to be able to come to an area, which is my podcast, as me. Because a lot of my podcasts on the Tuesdays are with guests, and it is me, obviously, but not really showing and talking about the areas of life that really are my top priority, my kids, my family, and what makes me tick, and why I've leaned into this coaching world, and why I'm so passionate about it. And so that is what the weekly mom moment is supposed to be about. And so I need to get back to that, to show up as me for me, when and where and however messy and whatever that might look like. And so lately, to be totally honest, I have been really overwhelmed. Life has been very full. We have been sharing the cold that has, I feel like, captured everyone that I know. To top off an already full schedule of traveling a lot for hockey for our son, there has been some really big changes and excitement going on in his world. He signed WHL contract. Now, the whole world of uncertainty, if you know what this means, basically a signature doesn't necessarily mean he's playing there in September. They have to go to camp, which is on Labor Day weekend. And so stepping through all of these emotions, because at camp they decide if he stays or goes home. There's so much uncertainty, and I like to plan. And the emotions that hit me sometimes with the realization that our son, or he will be 16 at the time, might not be living at home anymore. And what that looks like from a mom's side of this, so proud of him to have this opportunity to have worked his ass off, pardon the language, for years. This has been since he picked up a hockey stick when he was 3 and a half. He has never put it down. And if you know him, you will know that to be true. He is so self-motivated and so self-driven. He gets off the ice and he's back home in the backyard, stick and puck in hand, working. And he has never been one that we've had to push or ask to do anything with regards to the sport. He is so self-driven. And so to be able to walk through a lot of his goals and achievements beside him, behind him, he's leading this. I couldn't be prouder of him. And I had to go to my therapist last week and just like totally bawl and let all of the emotions out that go with this because there are so many of them, and I want to be able to show up here as real, because I feel like there's not, I do know parents that walk this line, but I don't know them well, and or I haven't really asked them the questions, and I think that there's conversations to be had, and I would love to know more about this conversation. And so I want to document this journey of uncertainty and excitement and being so proud, but also being so scared is not even the right word. Just so that I said to my therapist, I guess the underlying thing here is that we must have done something really right because he has a solid head on his shoulders. He is capable of, he's just really self-sufficient. And so he is capable of mentally being ready to be in this position also. And we couldn't be prouder, but it makes my mom heart really sad sometimes to know that the family unit, our A5 fam, might look a little bit different already. And so bear with me. I will start to show up here for my weekly mom moments because life can be a lot and it's real. And you can be so high and so emotional all at the same time, and this is all real too. And God, there are so many things in life that we laugh our asses off at, and there are so many things that we worry about. And why do we often just show one or the other? What? Sorry, I just banged my mic. And so I'm here Fridays for the weekly mom moment to share a little bit more about life and me and motherhood and the funny things that my kids say. And the things that drive me nuts about them, and the upper lip mustache that my husband currently is growing. We call him Ron Burgundy, and all of the things. So, thanks for listening to my little update of the moment, update of the week, my Friday weekly mom moment, and I will see you on Fridays live on Instagram, or here you can catch it on the replay. Thanks, guys.